AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's hush money trial will go to the jury soon. Julie Walker has the latest.
Donald Trump did not take the witness stand in his hush money trial, despite saying he wanted to. Instead, the defense resting its case Tuesday before court, Trump defending himself.
We have a phenomenal case. We've won the case by any standard.
That's what the jury will decide. They return May 28th when closing arguments are expected and could start deliberating that week. The prosecution accuses Trump of a scheme to bury negative stories, including about extramarital affairs that he denies, to fend off damage to his 2016 presidential campaign, and then falsifying business records to cover it up. Trump, the first former American president to be tried criminally, pled not guilty. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Rudy Giuliani's pleaded not guilty to 9 felony charges in Arizona's election interference case. And a federal judge has dismissed the felony convictions of 5 retired military officers who admitted to accepting bribes from a Malaysian contractor, Leonard Francis, nicknamed Fat Leonard. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The dismissals in one of the Navy's biggest corruption cases are at the request of the government, not the defense. Prosecutors say the action does not mean that the defendants did not commit the crimes, but say that information was withheld from the defense along with other mistakes. The judge dismissed the entire case against U.S. Navy officer Stephen Shedd. 3 others pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of disclosing information. Francis pleaded guilty to offering cash bribes along with other gifts and sex parties for Navy officials, defense contractors, and others. Prosecutors say the scheme allowed Francis to bilk millions by getting commanders to redirect ships to ports he controlled and overcharging for services. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dangerous storms pummeling the middle of the country, tornadoes in Iowa, extensive damage, and an unknown number of injuries. This is AP News. A tragedy aboard an airliner. Rita Foley has the story.
A flight from London's Heathrow Airport on the way to Singapore hit severe turbulence over the Indian Ocean. The Singapore Airlines Boeing 777 dropped 6,000 feet in about 3 minutes. The aircraft sent an international emergency signal, it's called a squawk code, and was able to divert and land in Bangkok, though in stormy weather. A 73-year-old British man died, and more than 24 other passengers were hurt. Emergency medical crews rushed to help the passengers. Singapore Airlines is offering its deep condolences to the family of the man who died and said it's helping to provide medical assistance for those who need it. I'm Rita Foley.
And AAA's Aixa Diaz says travelers could set records this Memorial Day.
In the car travel category, we're projecting 38.4 million people, and that would be a new record for drivers over the long holiday weekend.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5 amp hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.